following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahill, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. We are the Michigan Sports Network from Traverse City down to Glass City, GR to the Motor City. Good morning to our newest affiliates, 93.1. Why do I keep saying that? 93.5, 99.1, and 94.7 HD2, the Roar in Detroit, 96.1. The Game in Grand Rapids, all of our new friends on the west side of the state, good morning to all of you. Don't forget that you can catch the huge show later on this afternoon from 3 to 6 all across the state of Michigan as well. Got a text coming in on the text line. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. You visit your Apple Podcast. Give us a 5-star rating. Thumbs up on Yelp. Any other thing you could do, we appreciate that. Danny Cahill is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key on Twitter. And I am at AC Bellino. AB, I know Michigan is a topic you prefer to stay away from respectfully. What is your thoughts on Ward saying, quote, we never apologize to Chris? That would be Chris Weber. Well, here's the deal. And I'll be as honest about this as I can, as always. If Ward Manuel tuned into this show right now and didn't like what I said and said, you know what, you're done, that's it. Like, it's over. It's a wrap. Kaput. There's no wrongful firing. There's none of that. You're a season-to-season employee, right? So everything is always a little bit up in the air when it comes down to employment on my end. But this doesn't do any good, right? This doesn't do any good. Did Ward say that? Like, he says that he didn't say that he apologized. Did he say that he didn't apologize to appease a group of people? I don't know. I don't know what to believe now. I just want it to be settled. I want, I want C-Web to be in the Fab Five and Jimmy King and company to be all present for a Michigan basketball game to support their teammate, Juwan Howard, who is carried the torch that was passed to him by John Beilein and done a very good job of doing so. And I just want it all to be good. I think that the reunion would be a lot of fun. Get those banners back out. Get his name back in the record books. You can't act like it didn't happen because it did. And let's just move on from it. But whatever he and Jalen Rose need to discuss, they need to discuss, and we could put that to bed too. But when I saw those comments, I said, here we go. Like, that's not a good thing. I don't know what that's doing for anybody. When Ward Manuel came out and said that, hey, we never apologize. So where's C-Web getting that from?
What good it does just shows Ward, like, stop lying. Just grow up, Chris.
Is he lying? Right? I mean, I don't know.
It's just one of it's been, what, 30 years?
Yeah.
It's
so strange.
It's a weird thing to admit. It's for Ward Manuel to come out and say that he did. It's just a weird thing. Like, why wouldn't you just, if Chris Weber,
what does Ward have to apologize for, though?
I guess. But I mean, he's like Weber said, like, you know, the way that the school has handled it. That's allegedly what Ward Manuel apologize for, which is understandable if that actually happened. So I don't know why Ward would really come out and say it didn't happen, because it seems like it's a good thing if it happened. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, what's the big deal? Everybody was fine with it. Well, it was fine with it. I just, I don't know if there's a necessity to come out and say, I didn't apologize. Like, is this an ego thing? I'm not really sure.
So Ward just pulled a Conor McGregor. I'd like to apologize
to absolutely nobody. That's great. By the way, Lisa Byington, she becomes the first woman to land a full-time play-by-play job in major men's sports. She got the Milwaukee Bucks job. I believe she's from Portage. I know she's a Michigan native. We had the prospect game last night, the prospect tournament for the Detroit Red Wings taking on the Dallas Stars. Kirill Tuyatev. What a great name. Lucas Raymond was asked about him after the game, and he said, oh, the Russian? He said, I haven't played with him much, but by the way, Lucas Raymond, English really good. But he said Tuyatev, I mean, he called him a beauty, which is like that's a hockey terminology. It's like saying organization with a hard I. It just that's just something. Oh, what a beaut. Good player, undersized at 38 pounds. But, hey, you know what? He played fast last night, and it was fun. Smaller ice up there in Traverse City, so the game's a little bit quicker. But it was just good to see the Red Wings back on the television. You know, the season's starting to change. You know, it took forever, you know, looking out the window here. Took forever to get the sun to come out, so it's all coming. It's coming fast, coming furious, right? And it's fall is here. We're entering what, week four of the Michigan high school football season this week, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I believe this is week four.
I believe so.
Yeah, because I think Ohio starts a week earlier because we're going into week five. So I crossed the border for a little Friday night high school football red zone action. This evening. So those are my thoughts on Ward Manuel. Don't really know what to say. Not really sure. Wasn't there for the conversation. Another he said, she said type of deal that's not a good situation to have. So whatever the case is, let's just put it to rest. Bring everybody back. Hang the banners back up. Put Chris Weber's name back in the books and everything will be fine. And let them talk to Jalen Rose about whatever they need to discuss. But it does kind of feel like
they already have the talk.
I don't know. But it does kind of feel like C-Webb has been kind of the villain for a lot of years. And that's a lot of weight. So I understand why it's, you know, for him, it's like, I don't care. I just got, you know, elected into the Basketball Hall of Fame. And he had a great speech. He recognized Isaiah Thomas for, you know, the care that Isaiah, that Zeke put into Chris Webber's career, you know, going to visit him when he was just a high school kid. I thought that was pretty incredible. And their relationship. If he's good with, yeah, I don't, if he is friends or not friends with his former teammates, I can't really add anything to that. Like that's his own personal decision, right? And that's not for us. If he has a problem with Jalen Rose, whatever the problem may be, whatever they need to discuss, that's allegedly a 30-second conversation. Maybe it's just an apology, and Jalen doesn't want to do it for whatever reason. Then you end up looking back and.
Then
like
you
Shaquille
just come
O'Neal
out and say that Jalen Rose did apologize and just hope it all just blows over.
Well, then you have, you know, then you have the situation where, you know, you look back, Shaq and Kobe doing the sit down, the one-on-one sit down. And then, you know, a year later, Kobe Bryant dies. You know, Magic and Isaiah doing their one-on-one sit down. Like, you know, sometimes it's good. You know, sit down and you spend a lot of time with somebody. You have a relationship with that person. Things go south and sour. Nobody really talks about it. You just go your separate ways. Like, that's fine if that's the way you want to handle it. We deal with those kinds of issues in our families all the time. It just so happens that this is playing out for the general public's consumption. You know, but if you had an issue at home with a family member or with a friend, would you want everybody, you know, talking about it? Especially when you're that like a high-profile athlete. And I get it. Now, they made a ton of money, and money just solves everything. And as long as you're a millionaire, you know, as long as you're getting a paycheck from playing professional sports, you can't feel bad for anybody. They're not humans. They're just robots. They just go out there, collect your checks, and everything's fine. All right? And that's kind of the way that a lot of people look at it. Like, oh, you get paid this. Like, yeah.
I think people just don't feel bad anymore because this has been a 30-year beef.
I don't even know if people feel bad. I
think they're just annoyed that it's still a topic of conversation.
It just keeps coming up.
Right.
It just keeps because they can't put it aside because it's there. It's a story of public interest because it's one of the best teams.
Well, like, who's interested in?
I'm interested in it. Anybody who's been a fan of college basketball and or Michigan or the Fab Five would be interested in it. Just because you got
this many years down the road, you're still interested in that beef or just the team?
I'm still interested in that beef is a part of the team. Like that's I want them to have a reunion at Chrysler. Like I think that would be awesome because one of the guys who was on that team, a pivotal player of that team, is now the head coach of the current team. Like I think that would be awesome if they could just come back and get it together. But
I think I'd just be annoyed that it's like just grow up and
you
have
would
the
be.
Conversation.
You're a Spartan fan.
No, but just grow up and have the conversation so you can have the reunion.
There you go. Talk. But somebody like, call somebody. Text them.
I think that's what I'm saying. Like just the fact that it's still playing out is the annoying part, not the fact that who they are, where they went to school. But it's more like if it's a 30-second conversation, which you keep saying.
Have it and be
grow
done.
Up and have it.
Speaking of 30 seconds, we'll be back in just a little bit over 30 seconds. We'll come back, talk about Michigan and Michigan State expectations for the weekend, game plan for the weekend that's coming up next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
My name's Karen Bellinger. I'm a paramedic in St. Clair County, Michigan. We have a pretty big feeling that even though the numbers are down right now, we're going to see a pretty big surge by the end of summer, beginning of fall. School's going to be back, and a lot of people haven't been vaccinated yet. We've had a lot of COVID patients in the back of our trucks. We've transported from one hospital to another hospital. We've seen patients on vents that haven't come off of vents. And we've seen patients that just have mild COVID symptoms as well. We're seeing them at their worst. And if they're calling for an ambulance because of COVID, you know, we're obviously going to be there. We're going to take care of them. It's going to be a little bit delayed because we have to get fully gowned up in PPE. But we will be there. But we don't want to have to see people in our truck because of something that's preventable. So it's your decision to get vaccinated, and I think that you should do it if you're able to. It's safe, and it's time.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
My mom's implants after breast cancer made her sicker than chemotherapy.
Breast implants permanently disabled my daughter.
Of Michigan sports fans. The Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Kalen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you. I don't want this to get passed over because this was a big day in Kansas City yesterday. This happened with Salvador Perez tying Johnny Bench's home run record for catchers.
That one is teed off left center field and number 45 for Salvador Perez, tied for the lead in the major.
Tied for the major league number right now for home runs, and tied Johnny Bench at home run record for most dingers hit by a catcher. So congratulations to Salvador Perez.
He is
Kansas City Royals.
I mean, between him and Yadi, just what a great time for the catcher that we've gotten to see Salvi and Yadi for so long. Because I mean, even like Buster Posey is still fairly young and he's had a Hall of Fame career too. So it's been a great 10 years of catchers just outperforming their position.
Yeah, I would agree. Where do you think that started?
Probably Pudge.
Pudge, that's what I was going to say. Maybe Pudge is maybe that guy. It's this guy really produces. We've got college football on the docket for tomorrow, 12 o'clock on BTN. I don't know who the broadcast team is going to be, so I'm interested to find that out. The Michigan Wolverines will take on the Northern Illinois Huskies. We'll wrap this one pretty quick just because, look, this is a game that should be easily in hand by the second quarter. Just like Western, you want to show your defense. You come out there, play fast, play hungry, get after Rocky Lombardi every single snap. Just pound that kid into the dirt. No offense to Lombardi family. But that's just what has to happen. You have to have a long-term memory here and be very, very aware of what he did the last time that he was in the big house and carry that anger and hatred with you into Saturday's game.
You're getting Brandon Gowden and James Laurinaitis.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, that's a good
team. Brandon, I worked with Brandon the two Lions preseason games. Great guy.
MSU, it's Joe Tessitore and Greg McElroy.
Oh, baby.
Oh,
get
Tess.
That ABC crew.
Oh, man. Tessitore is like velvet mixed with peanut butter, isn't he? Like, that guy, he's so smooth. You know, I put him on my list of people I'd like to go to dinner with. And, like, all of his relatives. I think that would be a highly entertaining dinner there. But, yeah, that's a good broadcast team. I like James Laurinaitis, too. Good player. And, I'm down with that. For Michigan, you know, Blake Corum and Hassan Haskins, I would do the same thing Michigan State did last week with Youngstown State. Put them on pitch counts. No reason to get them injured against this Northern Illinois team. As long as you have the game under control, right? And that's the biggest thing I want that I'm looking forward to Michigan. Get control of this game. Get control early. You know, once you do that, you can pull Blake. You know, it could be a 7-10 carry day for him. Could be a 7-10 carry day for Hassan Haskins. And push the ball down the field with your arm, please. Like, okay, please work on the pass game.
Over under 17.5 pass attempts.
I'm going to go over. I am. Pass attempts? Yes.
How many did they have last week? 16?
I think it was 7 for 12 for 44 yards, wasn't it? I think. Off the top of my head.
And I'm not dogging Michigan because they're just doing what they have to do to win.
But they got it. They got, like, this is a good game because to work on.
It could just make sense. Like, hey, if you're running the ball at 8.5 yards a pop, keep running.
Right. Like, don't stop. Just to appease
people. Don't be cute with it. Just go. It's just more of like, are they going to have the opportunity to throw like 18 times this game? You hope not.
I mean, but it all depends on the game plan going in. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't want to necessarily see a ground and pound game against Northern Illinois. Like, I'd like for them to work on some of their timing routes and some of the different things down the field to see what you have. You know, because if you have control of the game, don't be afraid to make a mistake here, kid. Throw the football. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a 50-50 ball and you got a shot, you know, take some shots down the field, because at least you have something in game action where you can work on it for the following week. You know, see kind of, I'm not saying reveal your best play, show us your best hand, but just show us something. Show us something, please. As a Michigan fan, they need to see it. For Michigan State and Miami, I love Michigan State here. I know that, the matchup predictor, Football Power Index, has given Miami a 65.7% chance to win. I think the wrong team is favored in this ball game. You know, Saturday at noon on ABC. I really like, Mel Tucker and company going into this. Miami by 6.5? Are you kidding me? They do lead the all-time series 4-0. So, I mean,
last time they played was 1989.
Mm.
And East Lansing, a 26-20 win for the Hurricanes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ryan's father was 100% in attendance for that one.
Oof, 89, probably not, because...
Yeah, I guess you were
kids at that point,
child.
And I was about to be a thought in their head.
Family-friendly show.
I don't know, though. Canes, 1989, he might have.
Their other match, it was like 83, I think. He might have been there.
Man, I want to see more Kenneth Walker, you're going to in this game. And, I still don't know what to make of Miami. You know, so their one win isn't impressive, and their loss, they got absolutely housed by Alabama, which, I mean, you expect everybody to get beat by Alabama. I know that ESPN's pushing upset alert for viewership in the Florida-Alabama game, but, I don't necessarily see Alabama losing that football game. I'm very, you know, Peyton Thorne, who's, you know, he's played well. He's got 5 touchdowns and no picks thus far in the season. But I think that this is a Kenneth Walker style of game. I think that they establish the run early against Miami, keeps them on their toes. That way they can change the pace and change some things up in the play action game. So I'd like to see from Peyton Thorne, stretch the ball down the field.
Says nice, and now we have to see if MSU can go 3 straight games of scoring on the first play. If they don't, I'll be wildly disappointed within 15 seconds.
It is incredible, though, through 2 games this season. You could just throw out last year. It doesn't matter. The COVID year, you know, we all knew Mel Tucker was behind the eight ball. But the amount of points that have been scored thus far by this Michigan State team, 80 points in 2 games, like that's an entire D'Antoni season right there.
Seeing how different just the offense is schematically from last year to this year, showing what Jay Johnson can do when he can – just have time to implement his offense.
They're scary. They are. I think that they're legitimately scary this year. Jaden Reed's been a big play threat. Trey Mosley's caught some footballs for him. Jalen Naylor, we know about him. So it's like they went to the transfer portal. They got bigger. They got
all
better.
All those wide receivers were there.
All those guys were there. Yeah. Oh, I'm aware. I watched them.
But then underrated part of Jaden Reed and Peyton Thorne, they've been playing together since they're like 12.
Mm-hmm. Kids.
They went to middle school together, high school. Jaden Reed went to Western. He's a year older than Peyton Thorne. Thorne was looking to go to Western. When Reed transferred to State, Peyton went there. So lived with Peyton Thorne this past offseason, I think, down in Illinois is where they're from. So
Naperville, that's a nice hood.
Yeah. His father's nice. A high school coach out that way. So
yeah, a lot of high tax dollar out there in Naperville. So it's a very unique story between the two of them.
Cook County taxes are just, in general, sky high.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. My sister paid more in parking than I do for my mortgage to live downtown Chicago. Just a joke. But, hey, you know what? I think Peyton Thorne's doing it. He's doing a good job thus far this season. This should be a good test, should be a good challenge. They do have a conference win, which makes me believe a little bit more in Michigan State. And maybe Michigan State should be a road favorite in this game. Maybe that little number next to the name belongs on the Spartan side of things and not on the Hurricane.
It's fine. I mean, as fans, you kind of like being on the other side, though. Kind of like you want them to overlook you a little bit.
Yeah, the number's cool. Like, it looks nice. It is nice to see a number next to Michigan's name. But at the same time, it is also very nice just kind of be lurking in the shadows.
Right? Say, it's just,
we're there.
It's fun as a fan. Like, when you know you're not, like, the number one, two, or three team, you want to be overlooked so you can prove everyone wrong. Yeah, like, I knew this team was good.
There's not as much pressure either. We'll step aside when we return. We're going to get you our picks for the weekend. The NFL football schedule ahead of us. A lot to do here to close up hour number three of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Kick off the new pro football season with the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $1,000. Join the action for all the Gridiron Showdowns from Thursday through Monday night each week. And when you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on some of the biggest games in pro football. From hard-hitting tackles to epic touchdowns, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a whole new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and you'll get back up to $1,000 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
I'm Jennifer Joseph. I'm an emergency medicine physician. So COVID has changed the way we do things in the emergency department. It's made us incredibly busy. We've been busy for 18 months, and we're battling not only a deadly virus, but we're also battling to protect ourselves and our communities by being vaccinated. I'm frustrated by the fact that this has become a partisan issue. As a conservative, I know that being vaccinated is the right thing and should not be politically driven. It's a personal decision, as with any medical decision. Questions are important. You should ask your doctor any question that you have and then make an informed decision as to what's best. The vaccine is safe. My children are vaccinated. I would not have vaccinated them if I did not feel it was safe. It's your decision. Make the right decision.
This is a staple, man. I love it. I can't. Oh, studio audience. They love it, too. We're almost here, folks. It's Friday. Hopefully, everybody's feeling good. They're on their way to work. Maybe you're tuned in to us while you're getting ready for work. If you still even go to work, maybe you're working from home. That's cool, too. Whatever your day has for you. We hope it's a successful day. You're working for the weekend. It's great. We should have three-day weekends. That's just me. You know, hey, Monday through Thursdays, that's a fine work week. I think we should be able to accomplish everything in 4 days, but what do I know? Danny Kalen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. Sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. If you find us via Apple, give us a five-star rating. Leave a comment, would you? MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Kalen at Dan in the Studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. And, folks, by the way, did you guys catch is Jamal Williams the most likable player on this Lions team? He had a really good comment talking about the Packers and playing for the Packers and what that's like, and you know, moving on from the Packers to the Lions. And here's his response:
They didn't want me like that ex-girlfriend. Shoot, I gotta go. But you know, glad I got a rebound. It was the Lions. They picked me up. You know what I mean? Now they feeding me good, taking me to dinners. You know what I mean? Another man's trash is another man's treasure. So. But I'm just having fun, man. It's part of life. You know, you're going to have those type of rejections. You're going to get turned down. You're going to get, you know, people ain't going to want you. But when you get your shot and opportunity again from somebody who will give you your shot, you know, you just got to take that opportunity, be grateful for it, and make it count.
I had to make sure I got the lion roar in there. I love Jamal Williams. I think he's fantastic. I think he's a very, very interesting character. A lot of personality there with that one. Yeah, I'm a fan. All right, as we do on every Friday, I decided I made an executive
roar.
One more time from Shep.
Roar.
Thank you. I made an executive decision. I said, look, we can't keep putting our bets at 8:17. We gotta move our NFL bets to a larger segment. We need more time, right? Because this is the biggest part of the weekend right here. This is why the Ryder Cup shouldn't happen during a football weekend. That's neither here nor there. By the way, I want to let everybody know that, you know, next Friday when Huge is on the barge in Lake Michigan near Whistling Straits, Kohler, Wisconsin, for the Ryder Cup, when he's on the – are you guys on standby? Are you guys
and
ready to go?
And we're sadly sitting here in, I mean, don't get me wrong, beautiful Detroit, Michigan, but cool invite.
Well, I mean, just be ready. Be ready to get into the office and have to, you know, what if he falls overboard? What if they throw him overboard? What if he drinks too much? Then we all need to be on standby. This
he
is like,
said he's, remember, he said, never had a drink before or after. He did not say during. He did not include the during.
Well, so. Look, I heard Urban Meyer say a lot of things. Now, Huge, I believe, is a man of his word, but you never know. Like, I'm never coaching again, and all of a sudden, I'm coaching again. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, well, you know. And people tend to change their mind from time to time. You get out there, Ryder Cup, right? Team USA versus an entire continent. And you wonder why Team USA, we're one country. We're taking on an entire continent. So just in case, I think we should be on standby. I think we should all get Michigan Sports Network pagers. That way he can call, dial us up. We can just dial in and help him out, just in case. All right, now time for our picks of the week on the NFL side of things. Love this part of the day. Picks music is in. I'm ready to go. Here come our matchups. How'd we do last week? I don't think that we did very good.
Last week, none of us did that well. Anthony, you and Dan went 6-8-1.
That's not going to get it done. That's not paying the
bills. 4-10-1. So overall, with our college and NFL records combined, we all ended up 8-11-1.
Brutal.
So.
Two games. Three games back. All right, let's turn it around this week.
All right, first game. New Orleans, big win off Green Bay, going to Carolina. This game is a pick 'em right now.
Oh. I was just going to say, this is an interesting game here. I don't know.
You have Jameis Winston throwing for 6 yards and 5 touchdowns.
This is incredible.
Sam Darnold, just, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air style, just hand it to Christian. Give it to Christian. He'll do his thing. So, pick 'em, Carolina, New Orleans. Who you got?
Well, considering six of the last 11 regular season matchups between these two have been decided by 3 points or fewer, Saints have won four straight in the series, eight of the past nine meetings. Famous Jameis with the cataracts. He got LASIK. He can finally see. Give me the Saints. Let's go. NOLA. New Orleans. Bourbon Street.
I don't have a cat. Never mind. I'm not going to do a Junior Soprano joke. Get in trouble. I'll take the Saints just based on their experience.
Yeah. Give me Sean New Orleans. Jameis, MVP this year. He can finally see colors and people. So, give me New Orleans.
By the way, what did you make of Robert Griffin III's E to W tweet?
That would have been really cool 7 years ago. Would have been really funny. Now it's just really bad dad humor.
I seemed really out of place there.
Right.
All right, sorry about that.
Moving on, Houston Texans, big winner of week one, showing off what Ty God the Taylor can do. Cleveland, a little bit of a disappointing game, but they'll host the Texans. Almost a two-touchdown favorite. They're 13-point favorites at home.
Oh, man, 13-point favorites at home.
That's a lot in the NFL.
Right now, I will take Houston.
Ty God Taylor.
13 points in the NFL.
By the way, no Odell Beckham Jr. with a knee injury. He'll be unavailable for the Browns home opener.
Has he played a game for the Browns? Because it doesn't seem like it.
They always play better with him off the field. But that is a monstrous line in the NFL. 13 points. Give me Houston to cover. I hate that. No. I take that back.
You make your choice. I'll pick Cleveland. I think they're going to roll. They're a little upset over last week, how it didn't go their way. They're going to come steamroll Houston.
Yeah, give me Cleveland as well. This is a 38-13 type of game. Give me Cleveland.
Moving on, Cincinnati Bengals, winners week one. Chicago Bears, just the joke of week one, just because they're playing the Rams. But the Bears are favored against the Bengals, 4-point favorite.
Mm. Andy Dalton against his former team, second year in a row. Oh, man.
But he's not thinking about that. That was, what, 7 years ago?
Come on now.
You're in a thinker. You're thinking today.
Well, I want to do well. I usually just throw darts at the board. I'm trying to do a little better this week.
This is a field goal game. I'll take Cincinnati.
Cincinnati to cover.
I'm going to take the Bengals as well. I think the Bears are a little lost at the moment, and it probably won't get corrected till week four.
Yeah. We'll go Cincinnati across the board. I'll go with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
Moving on. I believe it's a team from Las Vegas. What are they called, Anthony?
The Raiders.
That's right. They're taking on the Steelers. Steelers 5.5-point favorites at home off a big week one win over the Buffalo Bills.
I mean, look, T.J. Watt running all over the field, tackling everything in sight. Big-time contract. Vegas had a ton of yards
last
game.
Vegas has the defending defensive player of the week, though, in Max Crosby.
Mad Max, Eastern Michigan. Oh, boy. Raiders won 5 of the last 7 meetings. They're 24-21. Home win in 2018 was the most recent matchup between these two teams. Give me the Raiders to cover.
What's the points on that?
5.5 for Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
That's that trick. What does Lee Sterling always say about this line?
Give me the Raiders.
It's the most garbage line in football. That's what he says. And as I always say, Raiders, sneaky good. They'll go and give Pittsburgh a tough fight. Under 5 points. Give me the Raiders to cover. Now, to the AFC Beast matchup of the week. We have the Buffalo Bills traveling to Miami. The Bills, 2.5-point favorites over the Fins.
Oh, man. Give me Buffalo. Their offensive line was trash last week. They get it corrected. They got to show something. They have to.
2.5, though? Gosh.
Yeah, just got to win by a field goal. Let's go. Come on, Buffalo. Saddle up. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Are we, like, going chalk on this day? Because these lines are... I don't, I'll take Buffalo. I think they win by a field goal.
I'll take the Bills as well. Now moving to our favorite team of all time, the Los Angeles Rams, traveling to Indianapolis. Don't know if Kelly Stafford will be in attendance. Just check her social media.
Was that game? Oh, no, the game last week was in L.A. I was thinking, wow, they would have been traveling like crazy. No.
Rams 3-point favorites going into Indy. No word yet if the roof will be open or not. Check Jim Irsay's Twitter for that.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with the Rams. 8-2-2 against the spread in their last 12 after scoring more than 30 points in the previous game. I like the Rams a lot here.
Same here. I'll go Rams.
I'm going the Colts. We can't pick the same team on everyone.
You can pick whatever you want. You want to be a winner, pick with me. You want to be a loser?
I believe we were tied last week. So.
No, I'm not worried about that.
Because you were taking the same picks as each other.
Yeah, because you were taking the same picks as Ryan. So
San Francisco, moving on.
No man's land.
Still staying on the East Coast, now going to Philly. 49ers, 4-point favorites over the Eagles after a blowout of Atlanta. That was a great pick by all of us taking Atlanta last week.
Yeah, it was dumb. That was dumb. Oh, my goodness. Philly looked different. Philly looked different. I like San Francisco, though. They'll get some things figured out. Road favorite. I hate taking road favorites. Let's do it anyways. 49ers.
Jalen Hurts surprised some people last week. I'll take Philly.
Do we have double the music going on right now?
Oh, I played music because yours faded. You can play, though.
Going to Philly. Taking the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders. Let's do it. I don't know where Travis Fulgham is. Remember that whole debate last year? That was cool. But I don't think he's on the team anymore. Give me the Eagles.
I believe he was like their last cut, actually.
Yeah, might be on the practice squad. Now, future USC head coach. Don't know his status for the game Saturday, where he'll be. If he'll be in Washington State or if he'll be in Duval County. But the Broncos are coming to town. And they're 2-point favorites over the Jaguars.
West East travel, don't love it, but I love the Broncos here. I do. They just got to win by a field goal. I like what Teddy Bridgewater's bringing out there in Denver.
I concur. They finally found a quarterback. It only took Elway, 10 years? Well, yeah. I guess 5 or 6 since Peyton.
Yeah, you just had to get Teddy 2 gloves on your team, and all's well. Give me Denver, -2.5.
Wow,
now,
a lot of chalk here.
That's all right. AFC beast matchup once again. New England, 3.5-point favorites, taking on Zach Wilson and the Jets.
I'll take New England.
On the road, I'll take the Jets at home.
Yeah, give me the Patriots. That's simple enough. Minnesota going to Arizona because why not? All NFC North teams travel through Arizona, and the Cardinals are 2.5-point favorites.
Oh, Arizona all day. Kyler's going to kill Minnesota. Minnesota, the team that always should be better than they are and always underachieving. Kyler Murray and company, they got something fun brewing, I think, in the desert. Let's go to Phoenix. Arizona, Cardinals winner.
Yeah, I think that Arizona defense is going to lock down Dalvin, and they just don't have much. Well, they have Justin Jefferson, but is Captain Kirk going to get the ball down the field? I don't know. I'll take Arizona.
I'm going to take Minnesota. Because I don't know if I can trust Cliff Kingsbury to put 2 good weeks together. Just going to go on a hunch on that one. Break it up a little. So give me Minnesota on the road to cover that one. Now for the Super Bowl champions, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Remember, they lost by 11 points week one. Everyone said Tom Brady was done. That they were right. So Tampa Bay, 10.5-point favorites versus the Falcons. And I believe they're spotting them 25 points in this game. I believe Tom Brady is offered to.
Yeah, give me the Buccaneers.
Take the Bucs on that
one.
Yeah,
this is slaughter here. Atlanta is just discombobulated.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Now, Tennessee, they looked rough.
Yeah, they did.
They looked really bad versus Arizona last week. Seattle.
Really bad.
Looked really good. Traveling really good. To Indy. Now they're home, and they're 3.5-point favorites versus the Titans.
Seattle, all the way. Seahawks, the east-to-west travel. Tennessee is discombobulating offense. They might not win the South this year. Nobody might win the South. They might just put up a white flag for that division. Give me the Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson.
I'll take Tennessee in the points. Was it? It's over a field goal?
Three and a half. Yeah. Yep. I'm going to take Seattle on that one. Now, as I believe Get Up playfully call this matchup, the boys versus the Bolts. It just sounds wrong. But it's Dallas versus what Anthony has dubbed the best team in Los Angeles. Just completely discrediting UCLA and their accomplishments this year. So, the Chargers, 3-point favorites versus the Cowboys.
Oh, it's just all Bolts, baby. Bosa brother is going to be all over the place. Ezekiel Elliott got paid, and he got lazy, and he can't run the football anymore. Give me the Bolts. Derwin James and company, the defense ready to lock down the wide receivers. Dak Prescott, too much pressure on him. Let's go, Bolts.
Zach Martin back this week off the COVID list.
You better be.
He is. I believe he already is. So give me the Cowboys.
Ooh.
How about them Cowboys?
All right. I was honestly trying. I was thinking about going that way, but Anthony convinced me. Chargers.
Yes. That's all right. Sunday Night Football.
We're winners, Dan. Don't let them tell you any different.
Sunday Night Football. Kansas City going to Baltimore. Kansas City, 2.5-point favorites.
Man, this is easy. Touchdown, Kansas City. Love their play-by-play guy. He makes the difference on the road call, in the booth, on the Kansas City Chiefs radio network. Give me the Chiefs.
I'm going to take the Ravens. I can't go chalk with you, Anthony. We've picked, like, every single game the same.
Me and you, we're hand-in-hand. We're going to be partners, just like that Tiger Woods and his daddy.
Hey, Bobby. Kansas City. Baltimore just looks lost. They need to switch something up in that organization. I don't know what it is, but give me the Kansas City Chiefs on the road. Now, for Monday Night Football, we have the Lions. We have Green Bay. We know how this has gone over the last few years. We know the stats. What Aaron Rodgers does after a loss the last 3 years, he's just remarkable. And Aaron Rodgers is remarkable versus the Lions. I believe 50 total touchdowns, 6 interceptions in 22 games. Green Bay, 10-point favorites.
Lions are 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 against the NFC. They're 6-2 against the spread on Monday Night Football in their last 8. 8-3 against the spread in their last 11 games in the month of September. Give me the Lions. Dan's rushing me. Give me the Lions.
Yeah, I'll take the Lions and the 10 points.
Give me the Packers.
That's it?
They're going to embarrass them. It's going to be bad. It's a revenge tour that will result in wins. Give me the Packers minus 10.
We're out of here. For Dan and Ryan, I'm Anthony. See you Monday, same time, same place, right here on the Michigan Sports Network.